Do you know that feeling? Do you know that feeling when you just came really hard? And you feel like you're shivering and sweating and burning up and like vibrating all at the same time. Well, that's what I'm feeling right now. That's why this is a voice note from my bed and not from my booth. Oh, my hands are shaking. Do you ever just feel like you need to come, or you won't be able to function? Like you need to just have that release and get on with your day, or start your day off on the right foot, or get back to work, or go to sleep, or whatever it is. It's like you need that fucking warmth to just wash over you. And then everything is okay. What do you like to do after you orgasm? Do you just lay there? Do you go for round two right away? Do you get up right away? Can you flip a switch like that? I can if I have to, but I much prefer to just lay where I am for a moment. Sometimes I run my hands up my body. Sometimes I make soft circles on my breasts, like I am right now. Feels good to feel good, doesn't it? I don't know if you heard that. My stomach's growling at the same time. That's not very sexy. What I was saying was it feels good to feel good. It really does. Sometimes you just need to take that time with yourself. Even if you're not touching yourself, you know, even if you're not masturbating, and you're just like caressing yourself and touching yourself in a way that just makes you feel safe and comforted, you know, hugging yourself or I don't know, tickling your own arm or whatever it is. Sometimes you just need that. And for a very, very, very long, much of my life, I I'm getting emotional. I don't know if I wasn't like allowing myself to have that, or I don't know. But now that I have given myself that, fucking crying. When I opened myself up to the idea that it was not just okay, but important and vital. To make myself feel good, or to feel good with someone else, when that happened for myself and my partner, it was, is like starting a whole new life, a much better one. Wow, I really didn't think this is where this was gonna go. I was literally going to spend a few minutes just talking about the glow you feel after fucking coming, and now it's become this whole a whole different kind of release, I guess. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I hope that you take time yourself or with someone else to make yourself feel the way that you deserve to feel. I'm sorry it's loud outside right now. You deserve to feel nothing but happiness and pleasure and not feeling stressed or like you're in fucking fight or flight all the time, like I felt for a very, very long time and still struggle with a lot. But I feel like I have found ways to cope with that, and feeling my body is one of those. Therapy's another. Exercising. Trying to take time to eat well. Although that's something that I still a work in progress. I often put work and family responsibilities ahead of eating, and you know, I'm grabbing a granola bar when I'm dying of hunger. Need to be better about that. I'm a work in progress, like I'm sure all of you are, and that's okay. Being a work in progress is hard, but it's life. And part of all of that is finding ways to find joy and to cope and to relax and to enjoy and to find as many ways as you can to experience life in a way that is not I don't want to say negative, but that is not just focused on all of the bad things and just feeling like a ball of anxiety and stress and, you know, oh, you know, work is my whole life and all of these things. Obviously, everyone has worries. Everyone has responsibilities. But around those things, it's important to, yes, I'm going to say it, fill your own cup. You know, the best thing someone ever said to me was to look at life the way that you look, or the way that they tell you in an airplane in the event of an emergency, to put your own oxygen mask on first and then help everyone else. That's not selfish. You have to survive. You have to thrive. You have to be happy. And then when you are feeling good, that is when you can be good to other people and help them feel good and help them through what they're experiencing. You know, as a mother, as an eldest daughter, as a very anxious person, that was a very hard thing to learn and to put into practice. Because I always thought of it as selfish. And I would feel guilty. Oh, I'm doing something for myself and not for other people. You know? But it is very, very true that you cannot... There goes my stomach again. You cannot be the best version of yourself. You cannot be the version that is good for others. If you're not putting time into yourself. Well, those are my deep thoughts. I'm going to start my day now. Thank you for, I don't know, giving me this space to be who I am and to say what I want. To anyone out there who's listening, to anyone out there who maybe will take something away from what I said, thank you for being here. Okay. Well, I'm going to get up now. I'm going to start my day. And I'm going to try to remember all these things that I've said to you and to put them into practice for myself. All right. Thank you all. Big hugs. Bye.